Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Freedom Day, a lot of people celebrating, you know, there we go. Waiting for that. We will set a target of 70% double vax in New South Wales before we started to open up some freedoms. Conditions apply, the asterisks, you know, because there are still some things, obviously, you can and cannot do. But it looks like 80% is the magic mark for regional travel within New South Wales. And then when it comes to other states letting us in or vice versa, not really sure. I don't think we've been given too much of a number, have we, to try and hit like a grade mark to try and open things up.
Who can predict what's going through the mind of Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk? She's the ultimate flip-flopper. We should put her in the gymnastics team for the next Olympics in Paris, I think.
Yeah, both of us have tried to book holidays over the border to try and visit, but obviously, you know, we don't know when things are going to open up as well. She reminds me of that, I think that the doorman from Wizard of Oz, the nobody, not know-how,
yeah,
at the front of Emerald City. You just don't know how it's going to go. So obviously there's still lots of people in Queensland. They've got relatives in New South Wales. And they've sort of, when we saw around Father's Day, they were making it work by having like a little blockade at the border and sort of having like a, almost like a prison yard through the fence or something, you know, having like a reunion of sorts. So
yeah, it's kind of like when the kids that leave school then come back and try to talk to their mates through the school fence at lunchtime. It's that type of vibe around Father's Day, which made it completely pointless having the barricades there.
Absolutely.
But, you know.
And with the kids one, you'd be like, when do you get out? Do the kids are still stuck in the school? But it looks like people across borders have been trying to make it work as best they can.
A stolen kiss, a few drinks with mates. Sunday rituals shared over a plastic orange wall.
I live in Kira. They live across the border. And so I just come and deliver his favourite pizza once a week so I can see him.
Oh, look at that. Absolutely adorable. So most people have been doing the right thing, but unfortunately, people have been trying to hop across the border. We saw that march a few months ago where things, I think they went from like from New South Wales into Queensland and it just got out of hand.
Yeah, horses the lady involved. That was in the boot a couple of months back.
Yeah, things have been getting a little bit ridiculous, but very sad to see that there are still people doing the wrong thing and taking it to the very next level.
But for all the people respecting the rules, some remain defiant, hunting for holes in the border fortress, posting to Facebook to seek border breaching advice. Suggestions included parking at Tweed and walking into Queensland, covering number plates so recognition software doesn't identify the driver. One woman even says she knows someone who made a dash across the border in Western New South Wales.
Yeah, right.
Very, very bad to see.
So that's it. Like, just get out of your car and walk across. Yeah. That's their tip.
That's it.
I thought it'd be like, get out of your car, put on a Maroons jersey, walk across, going, come on, the Maroons!
Yeah.
The can of 4X in one hand, going like, how good's Pauline Hanson, Queenslander!
What are they doing? Like, what's that over there? What?
Yeah.
Run across the border, but people have been getting in trouble, good to hear, and copping large fines if they have been getting caught.
Since the barriers were put up, illegal border hoppers busted sneaking into Queensland, whether by car or walking over the boundary, have been fined over $4,000 each.
Yeah, and rightfully so. People that do this are absolute morons. Mm. It's like, just wait it out, go by due process, what you're supposed to do exactly. But I just imagine how frustrating it is for police officers. You know, but you'd be able to spot the ones that are about to do the wrong thing, the ones that are just hovering around the border looking a bit suspicious.
Mm.
I'm sure conversations like this take place on the daily.
What's going on?
I'm just waiting for a mate.
Sure,
buddy.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.
It's time for some of this.
Space talk.
Yes, this week, some excitement for us Aussies because one of our own is going up into space. All these American billionaires are having all the fun. You've got Jeff Bezos. Well, I suppose Richard Branson's not American, but you know, if you've got the money, you can do this. And one lucky Aussie by the name of Chris Boshausen is heading up into orbit later this week.
Blasting off from the Texan desert this week, Chris Boshausen will go where only two Australians and a handful of billionaires have gone before.
They called and said, hey, our founder Jeff Bezos is going to fly in July. Would you like to go after him? And I said yes.
Yeah.
Did it happen just like that? You get a text and go, hey, I'm heading up into orbit. You want to come? You want to lift? Sure, why not?
Got
I need to bring
one
some
more.
Snacks.
Yeah.
Some snacks or something or some drinks.
Yeah, well, most of us struggle with dry July. Back in July, Jeff Bezos was taking the trip into the atmosphere or above the atmosphere. And now Chris Boshausen looks like he's going to follow. Which is incredible stuff. Are you thinking, how much does it cost, though, to fly on one of these rockets up into space? Well, Chris is a little bit coy about the price tag.
Well, it's a little expensive, I can say that. But what I think is cool is, just like airplane travel these days is cheap. It used to be expensive. I think this will get cheaper, too.
Yeah.
Should be a politician, the way you just deflected that.
Exactly. It's like when one of your mates gets, like, a nice sports car or something. Oh, how much did you pay for that? Let's just say it was enough. I'm happy with the price is usually what they follow
I
up
I wonder
with.
If he's married, because it sounds like his tone of voice is like there could have been arguments. All of a sudden, he was just like, you spent what?
I imagine it's in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yeah. I just really hope you're getting frequent flyer points on this one, Chris. That's all I can say. The great thing is, like, Chris is going to be up there, obviously seeing Earth from up in orbit. It's going to be an incredible experience, no doubt. What makes it even more incredible, Hutsy, is who is going to be on the rocket with him. It's none other than Captain Kirk himself.
Captain Kirk, a.k.a. William Shatner, set to become the oldest person ever in space.
What do the space guys do if they have to go to the bathroom?
You're about to find out.
Well, if it's only 11 minutes, so I think it'll be okay.
Yeah, but I mean, you never know. When you're 90, 11 minutes can be a long time.
Definitely is, William. 90 years old, the oldest person to go into space. And you better hope, you know, he's got all these faculties as well. Otherwise, he might sort of regress into his old Star Trek character. He thinks he's a captain on the ship, starts bossing people around, complaining like he did on The Simpsons. Like,
Captain's log, stardate 6051. Had trouble sleeping last night. My hiatal hernia is acting up. The ship is drafty and damp. I complain, but nobody listens.
But it'd be fun.
Yeah, they'll have to, like, equip him with a Webster pack and a few things while he's up there as well, just in case, you know, his health fails in those 11 minutes.
I think it'd be great. Imagine that. No one else can tell that story. I went into space with Captain Kirk. Like, legitimately, amazing. That is what happened. So, yeah, Chris obviously is looking forward to traveling 100 kilometres above the Earth for 15 minutes later this week. It's going to be one hell of a ride. What's he going to do once he gets up there?
I want to flip upside down and soak in the view.
Yeah, well, hopefully William can hold on for 11 minutes. Otherwise, you might be soaking in something else, Chris. Just quietly.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
For a lot of tradies in the area and across the country, man's best friend, you know, gets to ride shotgun when going to job sites a lot of the times. I've been to a few job sites back in the day when I was delivering windows or working whatever thing I was doing, and you see a little dog there sometimes with a little jacket on early in the morning. It's great to see that, you know, man's best friend has been given a role, a sidekick role, like the Robin to, you know, their owner's Batman on the job site. And one particular dog, though, and its owner has taken this to the very next level. Take a listen to the story about this dog named Jax.
It's hard to have a bad day on the job when your colleagues are as cool as this canine. Some might warn against working with your best friend, but this relationship has stood the test of time.
I just celebrated Jax's 10th birthday of working for me in the business.
Yeah, that's his owner, Graham Bond, from Adelaide, so it looks like they're inseparable on the job site.
So he takes Jax the dog onto the worksite all the time. Has Jax been double vaccinated, though?
Jax, maybe. We could use him as for the campaign to try and push towards 80%, if not.
Has he been at least wormed?
Like, I think he's been wormed and microchipped.
Okay.
But this dog, you're just thinking, okay, dog on the job site. No, this dog is like anything you've ever seen. I'm talking about this dog sits literally in the van with the owner with its arm out the window and wears a pair of sunglasses.
Oh, really?
Yep. It's the coolest thing you've ever seen in your life.
So when you ask Jax to, like, ride in the tray of the ute, he's like, forget that.
Exactly.
I'm
right.
I'm riding shotgun, baby. No. I'm not out in the tray like a regular dog. I can wear sunglasses. I'm a cut above the rest.
Yeah, it's amazing watching some of this video, because the dog is like, when they're in traffic, it's just looking straight ahead like a normal person, and people are like, what the hell? Like, hang on a sec. So obviously, they've attracted a bit of attention when it comes to social media and stuff. They're pretty popular.
The long-haired Weimarana and his owner are no strangers to attention. Jax and Graham's home maintenance van regularly feature on social media and in the last few weeks racked up millions of views on TikTok.
Wow.
Yeah, so a sensation, but you're probably thinking, a dog on the worksite, does it actually do any work, or is it just like, you know, does it just sit in the car and look cool and look pretty?
Well, I'm wondering, if he does get Jax involved in helping out. Maybe that's where the expression, this looks like a dog's breakfast, comes from. maybe back in the day, they tried to get dogs as apprentices or something.
Yeah, I imagine the dog with the tape measure and the ruler in its mouth trying to draw a line with a pencil with its paws or something. It probably would be the most crooked line you've ever seen in your life.
And you just keep bringing the pencil back. You're like, we're not playing fetch, mate.
Exactly.
Can you mark it off?
As it turns out, though, he does help a little bit on the job sites.
Jax travels to and from maintenance jobs across Adelaide in specially made sunglasses and a harness. And when he's on the clock, he's happy to get his paws a little dirty too.
He carries things for me around the job. If I get him to give him something, he'll carry it around for me.
Yeah, so it could more useful than some apprentices maybe out there
Probably.
As well. But at the end of the day, he's still a dog. It's still a dog. It's still True. Something that only has a very limited, you know, attention span. Mm. Like if I was on the work site, I'd be exactly the same. As it turns out, sometimes it can be a bit of a struggle.
If he has to sit still for too long on a job, he just cries and wants to get back in the car and go for a drive again, as per usual. I think sometimes he thinks he's a boss.
Yeah, exactly right.
He's the four dog.
Yeah, and he has been known to, you know, like wander around the job sites as well. And well, for his owner, Graham Bond, he has had to yell this out quite a few times when he takes the tools away.
Tools down!
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.